Now, here I'm coming live from Jacob's Hostel. It's Jacob's Inn. It's down there just opposite Connolly Station. And it's Saturday night. It's around 8 o'clock. And I'm here with Robin Vogelaar. And we're having Dublin's Dutch pancake evening. Now, Robin, I hope I pronounced your name properly, but I watched your TED Talk this evening before I came out here, and it was just so inspiring. And you're doing this around the world, and you're living a life less ordinary. You dropped out of, for want of a better word, and maybe opted into a life that you want to be extraordinary. Tell me a little bit about yourself and what's happening outside here tonight at Dublin's Dutch Pancake Night.
Yes, that's correct. I started 6 years ago. That I just started cooking evenings, and I really enjoyed bringing people together through pancakes. And it started really small, like just 20 people together in a cozy evening somewhere in Hong Kong. And then afterwards Boston and then Amsterdam. And at that moment, 6 years ago, I could have never imagined that 6 years later I would be in Dublin overwhelmed by people. I think there are 150 people in the room. I don't know how many, but it's more than I expected. So it's a really nice crowd of a lot of people from couchsurfing to expats to international students to... It's a really international crowd.
It's a very international crowd, isn't it? It's amazing to see so many different cultures here in Dublin. Your journey, and you see this continuing and growing. Where are you off to next? I saw some of the places that are coming up. You're in The Hague, is that correct?
Yes.
Is that coming up?
Yes. Yeah. So I've done this right now in 53 or 54 countries. I've done it 200 times almost. So I'm really doing it every single week. Next week in Ukraine, in Kiev. And then afterwards in The Hague. And then Copenhagen in Denmark. And then I think I'm going to Spain and then Italy. And it's really a lot of destinations.
I mean, when you look at it, it's multi-layered here. There's a lot of different layers if you peel them away. Okay, the food, and food is a great way to bring people together. So that's one aspect of it. But then you're traveling as well. And then this is like a social movement. What is it for you, though? I mean, is it something different or is it all of those things?
Well, I have never ever met somebody that does it the same way as I do. I meet a lot of people who do meetups, but they do generally only in one city.
Great.
And I think what I do is more like a pop-up event. So it's like only once a year you can be in the Dublin edition, only once a year you can be in the Madrid edition, only once a year you can be in the Istanbul edition. And I think it's the novelty, so it's like the special effect, like it's only once a year you need to be there, otherwise you miss out on the event.
Right.
That it is something that people feel the urge to go to.
Right.
And it's also, maybe to add to that, it's also a product, like a pancake. It's something that people all over the world know. People from Japan to Brazil to New York, they all know it from their youth. So they're really eager and they really have positive associations with the pancake.
You're absolutely right. I mean, you know, we're in a... You know, Christian country, I suppose, Ireland, somewhat, very multi-denominational and ecumenical now, but, you know, Pancake Tuesday, Shrove Tuesday was as you said, the flour, the milk and the sugar was emptying out our cupboards, getting rid of all the sweet stuff, because then people would go into a fasting period or a lengthened period. But for you, you use these three simple ingredients as almost like a metaphor for the way we should be living our lives, very simply.
So I don't think that my life is necessarily for everyone suited. I think some people really want to stick to a certain routine and they really feel comfortable with a few friends. However, I do think that there's a lot of people out there that really want to travel more and want to meet more friends all over the world. And I chose that by giving up my own house. So I don't rent any place anymore. I just chose to invest in flight tickets and in experiences. And I do that through the events. So through the events, I create a platform through which I can link a lot of local people that I would otherwise never meet.
As you travel, this is so interesting. So you've kind of given up all the things we're all striving to possess. The job, the house, the relationship. I need to go a little bit further into what your idea for the future is, but you're almost saying no to all those things right now in your life, and you're freeing yourself to have experiences, which at the end of the day is all any of us really have, is experiences, or what we really should possess, is wonderful experiences with other human beings on the planet. Instead of living from the planet, we should be living with the planet. And that's what you're doing. You're experiencing the Earth through travel.
That's correct. I think that I would never have such memories and such experiences if I would live in one location and just stay in the weekend in the same location and meeting the same friends. I really like my close friends, but I also want to look further and look what the world has to offer.
Now, you're young. I don't know what age you are, but you're a young guy. 27. I mean, the people that love you and are in your life, like your parents or I don't know if you've got siblings, but are they not saying it's time to settle down and meet a partner and, you know, lay down roots and do all that stuff that we traditionally have been told we should be doing, laying down roots. If anything, you cut those roots and you're flying. You've got wings. You're here tonight, and as you said, you're off someplace else next week. What do you say to those people that kind of think you're crazy?
Well, I understand where they come from, and I understand that for most people it's really the routine that keeps them fitted to their life. I just say that there are some people out there that actually want to live a different life, and that through my TED Talk I could give some ingredients or some insights on how to do that. And there have been people that I met at these parties that are actually right now doing the same thing as what I'm doing. So they're also organizing their own parties. Some people from Vietnam organize, for example, a Vietnamese spring roll party all over the world. There's an Italian guy organizing Italian pancake parties all over the world. So it's people that I try to inspire on my way that actually do their own thing.
So there's like a movement. I mean, is there something happening? I mean, we have the hipster movement, and we've got a very new, interesting generation growing up, the millennials, or Generation Z, or all these names put on this new generation that's been kind of, you know, they've kind of been born into a kind of a different world, really, to other generations. And post technology has helped that, and movements around the world, mobility has helped that. Is there a movement happening that we need to plug into, Robin?
I do think that people are that the people in the new generation are less attached to material things. So I see I see two split in society. Some still really like material things, and they use it also to gain their status in society. I do think that on the other hand, the people are really less material. They need less of a space. So you can rethink the whole housing accommodation, sort of how we plan our cities. I see people being less, well, that the people really strive for traveling and experiences. There are many more people, like through low airfares, through couchsurfing, through all the enablers, Facebook,
Airbnb,
they're all enablers for a new way of living. And I'm just one example of that, and I do it quite extensively, but I see many people doing the similar things.
Now, the future. You know, I mean, do you have traditional values of marriage and settling down and having children, are you just going to let it flow and just see where it goes, or do you have goals, we'll say?
So traditionally, I've been raised by Christian values. So also my mother really strives in sort of having a good life and being good for people and not living a life wastefully. So I do still think that I have these values, and I still try to convey them also in my experiences. In terms of settling down, I would probably strive for a more balanced life than the life I live right now.
Right.
My current life is very dynamic.
Right.
I think when I grow old, I will probably choose a mix of being settled down and being with someone and et cetera. But also, on the other hand, being able to travel, so maybe trying to arrange it flexibly.
So
I have to see how I exactly want to fill it in. I didn't think about it yet.
I mean, really, I suppose I'm just have a couple more questions and let you get back to the party, because it is a party out there. It's amazing. And I've got to get a pancake. I haven't even had a pancake yet, Robin, so I'll have to taste the goods here, and I'm looking forward to that. Is the principle behind this tonight? Okay, one is community and bringing people together with to share food and to meet and to break down the barriers between humans. Is one of the principles here that we need to be more free and less burden, not to be such consumers and burdening ourselves with possessions, to be free to go and move and have mobile thinking and mobile lives and mobile, maybe even free up in our careers. Is that one of the principles that's behind this, Robin?
Well, I'm not necessarily as presumptuous. Like, for me, it's just an event, and for me, it's just a way of life that I want to live.
Right.
I don't necessarily want to see anything how other people live their life. Like, if other people want to live their life in a certain way.
Yeah.
I do, however, see trends, of course. So I see trends in society that are completely in line with what you are saying.
Right.
And I do think that we're moving towards it. And I see,
I
expect that in the future, more and more people will be living a similar life as me.
Correct.
Maybe not necessarily traveling 50 weekends per year, but
right.
maybe traveling 20 weekends per year.
Yes.
But still,
yes.
still I do see this trend going on.
You had the 9-to-5 job, or you said the 9-to-9 job, I think it was. I mean, you were working in an office and clocking in and clocking out and doing the traditional, you know, Monday to Friday, and kind of doing, you were doing this on the weekends at one stage, is that correct? And then you kind of said, okay, I can't do this anymore. You had the traditional job at one stage when you came out of college, did you?
Oh, so I had a really non-traditional job where I was working 12, I think, like 12 in the evening.
Wow.
So I was working maybe 60, 70, 80 hours per week. That I was a bit unsustainable.
Yes.
At this moment, I'm living, I'm still having a job. So at this moment, I'm still working.
Oh,
I'm actually working for a bank. But, but then I choose to live an unconventional social life next to my job. So it's the job allows me to do this. Otherwise, I could never travel all over. It's also because my goal is not to earn some money with the events. So I do this completely for free, just for me people, and I need to have a job to sustain myself.
You say you come from a Christian background and you brought up with Christian values, but surely there's great karma that comes from this. I mean, you have out there, there's such a wonderful atmosphere, and smile on everybody's face. Do you find that, you know, you benefit from this so much? You get more back. I mean, you're giving this for free. You
yes.
probably have contributed to the ingredients here tonight. I know people have bought their own drinks and whatever, but you know, you're going back to a job on Monday morning, correct?
Yeah.
So you are working back in Holland.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, so you've Amsterdam.
Yes.
Yeah. And then you're off again. Every week you're going someplace new. Do you find that the benefits that come back to you, the giving mentality that you have, the giving attitude that you have here, more than outweighs and contributes to what you have to put into the travel expenses or the ingredients, flour, sugar and milk, you know. Do you get a lot back from this? Is that good karma?
Yeah, it's good karma, but the most thing that I get back from this is experiences that are really unique. So if I would stay in Amsterdam, I would never have unique experiences. I could, but not as likely as right now.
Yeah.
And right now I bring together such a group of people that I meet really inspiring people at the event also.
Okay.
Not only me who's traveling, but there are many people who have their own stories, and I'm super curious to learn from them and see what they are doing. And these experiences really drive me further and make me that I want to pay the travel fare, that I want to go through all the hassle, etc.
It's so interesting because I've been to Amsterdam. I love that city so much. And the biking, I love biking around myself in Dublin. We're becoming very much similar to Amsterdam in many respects. You could just go down the pub. Like tonight, it's Saturday night, you could be down the pub there in Amsterdam meeting your friends, but instead you've popped on a plane, you've headed to Dublin, and you'll be somewhere else next weekend. You are like a super extraordinary networker. I mean, you have reached out. I mean, I don't know how many followers you have at this stage, Robin. You must have people that just link in with you all the time from all over the world, and these wonderful experiences that you've been having. You must have made so many friends. You're one to watch, definitely.
You were probably speaking about more than 20,000 friends or so, like on Facebook only, I have 13,000. But then indeed, it's also the whole other networks that I have. And it's a pity that sometimes I cannot keep as much in touch with people that I really want to. Like, I really want to give them attention. I want to speak to them and learn from them. It's just physically impossible.
Yes, of course.
But I'm really grateful for the experience that I got, and really grateful that I was allowed to travel so easily from Amsterdam.
Oh, you're building such a community, you know. I mean, you're out there in terms of being known, you know, your people know you. It's a, like I said, it's a super way to network, and I always like to look at the people who run for office. If we ever do anything that you need to get people to vote for you, I mean, this is tremendous, the community that you're building. Are you exhausted? You've been doing this for how long now?
I've been doing this for 7 years.
7 years. Are you a little exhausted, Robin?
So it does cost a lot of energy,
yep.
But I'm extreme extrovert,
right.
Which means that I get a lot of energy back from people.
Right.
So talking to people gives me more energy than it consumes. So I would probably be more exhausted if I stay in Amsterdam every weekend.
So what's your plan for the rest of the night? Have you tasted some of the pancakes here? Have you been cooking? Do you cook the pancakes too, or as well as?
I did not cook any pancakes. I tried maybe one piece.
Yes.
And I think people are really enjoying themselves to make
yes.
the pancakes.
Yeah.
So that is all going fine. Typically, we are leaving around 11. That's typically the turning point of the bar or hostel says, okay, right now we want to shut down, or at least we need to go somewhere else.
Okay, so you're going to take the party somewhere else.
Yes,
yeah.
And then we probably go to Temple Street.
Well, that's a pretty good place to go. And just I've two more questions. You're flying out of Dublin then. You'll head off tomorrow back to your job on Monday, and then you'll fly off again on
Friday
evening or whatever. I would recommend anybody to take a look at your website and also watch the TED Talk. I mean, wow, what was that? What a lovely compliment to get asked to come and do a TED Talk. What was that like?
It was very interesting. I was really nervous. Also because
you didn't look nervous at all. Look, I would anyone that's listening to this interview, please just go straight on and look at Robin's TED Talk. It's incredible. You didn't look nervous. You looked amazing.
People in the audience, like I was in Africa. I was in Ivory Coast. So it's a different culture. You're very sensitive about what you say, how you bring it, etc. People in the audience were quite established. So some people were like heads, captains of the industry. The ambassador of the Netherlands was even in the audience. So advance, I was really nervous. And then when the delivery came, I was much more relaxed and it came very natural.
Absolutely. It's an honor. It's an honor to speak to you. And you're definitely one to watch. So thank you very much for taking time out to chat to me. And I guess I should go and get a pancake and you should get one too. And let's get back to the party. Thank you very much.
Super.
Bye-bye. And that was me coming live from Jacob's Inn near the Connolly Station. And it's Dublin Dutch Pancake Night. Please check it out online. Thank you.